Anyway, we've come to an end of a year. It's been quite a year, hasn't it? Been quite a year in our nation. Do you remember how we celebrated the end of the war? 100 years at the end of the war. And we're so grateful for, so grateful for our freedom that we have in our country. Remember the 100 years of the RAF and how those men worked with those planes to help win our war? We've got so much to be thankful for. And I just think of all those thousands who died in the war. I wonder how many of those have gone to a lost eternity because they didn't know Jesus. Just think back over your year just for a minute. Some of the things that you enjoyed over this year. Do you remember our lovely summer? Does it seem a long time ago? We enjoyed some lovely things in those lovely days, didn't we? And how about the holidays you may have had? You enjoyed those? And celebrations you may have had during the year, celebrating with friends, celebrating with family. And what about the new babies that have just come? This new little grandson for Piers and Liz. Isn't that wonderful? Wonderful time, safe delivery of these little ones. But there's been challenging times too. I hope you just don't think of the challenging times, but think of the good times as well. In the challenging times, you know, there's been illness, there's been operations, there's been friends, family going through difficult things and situations. And in our nation, what challenging times in our nation today, and that they've been going through this year. But you know, one thing, with all the things, if we love and we trust Jesus, that we've been through this year, God has been with us in it all. And he has been faithful. I think that's wonderful. So I just want you to think just for a minute of something, of all the lovely things you've enjoyed this year that you'd like to thank God for. And let's just have a little time now when you can just say, I mean, you talk before the service, you talk after the service. So let's just talk to God now. And just say thank you, just for something that you've enjoyed throughout this year. So let us pray and give thanks. Father, I want to thank you that we've enjoyed so much this year. I've really enjoyed that lovely summer because I feel the cold so much. Thank you, Jesus, for the warmth of that summer. Thank you for the beauty of your creation. But I want to thank you, Lord. We've gone through some difficult things this year. Thank you for being with us in it all. Amen.